Well, I very much wanted to go to art school in the evenings. My father thought I was too young. But I was upset about it, I wanted to go to evening classes. But under mother's persuasion, father permitted me to go to evening classes at the Hanley School of Art. And I started there when I was 9. I would leave school, and instead of playing football or rowing around, I would go home and have something to eat and wash my hands and face nice and clean and put a clean suit on, and I'd go to the art school till 9:30. I went on like that, working hard at art school. But in the daytime, in my father's studio, whenever he got a moment to spare in addition, Sundays for instance, father would teach me how to do pottery things. And I wanted to make some slipware, because at school the headmaster had taken us into the local museum, our class youngsters, age of the youngsters about 10, 11 and 12, and gave us lectures for each case in the museum. And when we got to the slipware of Staffordshire, Thomas Toft Tinkersclough. Now I knew Tinkersclough because I used to play football down there and used to go looking round at the place. But I could not understand quite that slipware. So my father thought it would be a good idea if I made a slip dish, and he was going to teach me how to do it. Well, the first one or two tries were not very successful, but after a while I was making slip dishes. Thomas Toft Tinkersclough. And I took them down to a man, father said, "Now, when I've done this one, now this is a good one, you can have this one fired. Take it to Billy Wardle." A friend of my father's, his name was Wardle, was Wardle's Art Pottery in Shelton. And he had a big, fairly large factory there, plant there, making slipware. Not the kind of slipware made at Tinkersclough, but a different kind, which my grandfather had introduced years ago at Ridgeways. So I take down this place, and Mr. Wardle, I knock at the office door. A young lady would come and say, "My father wants me to show this to Mr. Wardle." In no time, Mr. Wardle came out of the office and said, "Yes, we'll fire it, young man," and took it off. "You come down on Wednesday." And when I went there on Wednesday morning following, there was my dish in all its beauty.
That was exciting.
And Billy Wardle said, "It's very good. Boy's doing fine." So I take it home. Well, it remained in the house, much admired, much talked about in my father's studio. And one day my father said, "You know that slip dish?" I said, "Yeah." "Well," he said, "I sold that today." I said, "You did?" "Yes." He said, "I got £5 for it." I said, "What? £5? That seemed like a fortune." He said, "Yes." He said, "I sold to Mr. Rhys Jones." Rhys Jones was a partner in Huntbatchy's, a large store of ladies' clothing and hats and everything like that in town, one of the largest in the city. And he was a collector of china and pottery, like many people were, and he bought that dish, and I thought it was very nice of him, and I shared the £5 with my father.